Now, we have a very, very, very special person coming up today. Pastor Hendricks, let's give him a hand.
Can I just get my water, please? Thank you. Would you like to be blessed as well, Jason, while you're here? Come at the altar. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Before we get started, I just want to thank Pastor Tim for this opportunity for me to speak here today. What you and Aunt Chauvet, I don't know if she's here today, but what you guys have done for the youth and for the church this year, but specifically for the youth this year, we have been so grateful for your help and your family's desire to witness growth. Like, you guys have shown us so much this year. You have taught us as a leadership team what it's like to be a leader, to disciple, to be discipled, and what it's like to minister so that we can, what's anointing that you have over your life, you have poured into ours, and now we're pouring it over into the youth ministry. So we're very, very thankful for that as well. So can we give Pastor Tim and Aunt Chauvet also a round of applause, please? Yes, thank you. Thank you. But yes, spoiler alert, I am a youth leader here at the church. And for those of you that have not had the privilege of meeting me, my name is Zunaid Hendricks, and I'm very excited. This is my first time getting to preach in front of a church. It will not be my last, and I'm very excited for it, so thank you. I've gotten to preach in front of the youth a couple of times now. This is a bit different. It's a lot more eyes and a lot more gray hairs, so... But I'm very happy. I'm very, very grateful to be here. So today we're going to be talking about grace. Grace, a free gift from God. Trademark, copyrighted, all of the above by me. So let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you so much that we could just gather here in your presence. Thank you that we can freely worship you, Lord Father God. With whatever is going on in this world, Lord Father God, thank you that we can find a place of peace, a place of rest, Lord Father God. We just pray over the sermon today. We pray that whatever is said, we pray for open hearts, Lord Father God. We pray that your words just flow, Lord Father God. We pray for open minds, and we pray that the people sitting here will just grab onto whatever they need to hear, Lord Father God, that they can walk with it throughout the week, Lord Father God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So grace, right? We can talk about the grace of God and having grace with yourself. Grace, firstly, is the unmerited favor and the unconditional love of God given to an undeserving world. So it's his unmerited favor and his unconditional love given to an undeserving world, even though we desperately, desperately need it. Our main verse today comes out of Ephesians 2, verse 1 to 7, verse 1 to 10, but we're just going to focus on the first 7 for now. This verse is focused a lot on explaining the grace of God, where we were before and why we desperately need it. So can we please have Ephesians 2, verse 1 on? I'm going to read from my Bible, so if it's a bit different, please bear with me. Okay, Ephesians 2 verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. So, we were full of sin, we satisfied our flesh, we were disobedient, and we followed our own ways. Yet God's grace saved us. We were very deserving of this wrath, but through grace we were saved. So what does it mean to be saved by grace? Okay, so there's three things. Firstly, grace has overcome the hardest of hearts, meaning those walls that we have built up that we thought we were protecting ourselves by, God has broken all those walls down and he's came in and he's here to comfort us and to hold us. Secondly, our past failures. Our past failures now serve a purpose of growth and redirection, not a purpose of shame. So everything that we felt bad about in our past lives, in our past failures, we don't need to be ashamed of that anymore, because all of that is now just a testimony to show our growth from where we once were to where we are now with God. And then lastly, you've heard the saying a lot of times, God has met you where you're at. But the thing is, with grace of God, God didn't just meet you where you're at and left you there. He met you where you're at and he's walking with you on this journey. So God didn't just say, oh, I'm like, okay, you're crying now. You're thanking God. God, I'm so sorry for everything that I've done. And God is consoling you. And God is saying, oh, thank you so much for your repentance. I accept and yeah. Now here's a list of 7 things I need to do. I'm going to go over to step number 2 and then you can meet me when you're done with that. He didn't do that. He's walking with you through those 7 things that you need to do, and he's taking every step of the way with you wherever you go. That is what the grace of God does. And there's many stories about the grace of God in the Bible, but the most important thing about grace is that it almost never shows up singularly. Grace always comes along with something else, because there's power in a unit. Amen. So the first one we're going to be looking at is grace and truth. So John 1 explains a lot about the Word becoming flesh. In the beginning, there was the Word, and then the Word was with God, and then the Word was God. And then the Word became flesh, and he made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So the Bible says that Jesus was equal parts grace and truth, meaning that grace and truth cannot exist without one another. While grace saves, truth frees. So if you do not have grace, you cannot have truth. Where grace has saved you, without grace, you cannot be fully transformed without the truth. Then we have grace and peace. So yes, we're going to talk about it a bit more later on, but grace is a free gift given to us by God. And peace is a blessing that comes from our salvation. Peace being the restful state of your soul because of our salvation. You can seek the peace of God, but without grace, you cannot get it. And there's a beautiful analogy that I got from the Alpha videos. So thank you so much to Alpha. And it's this analogy of you're standing at the beachfront and you're looking out into the horizon. And if you look very far out into the horizon, you see just still waters, flat waters. It's very still and it looks very calm. The surface layer is just flat. But underneath, the current is so very strong. The current is going crazy down there. And that is exactly what the peace of God is. Our surface layer, very restful. We're calm. Our soul is okay. Because underneath where the chaos is, where the high currents are, God is taking care of everything. That is the peace of God. And with the peace of God comes as a blessing from God once we accept him and we accept the free gift that is the grace of God. And lastly, we talk about grace and mercy. Now, grace and mercy is not the same thing. Grace is a good thing that we receive that we don't deserve. Okay. Mercy is when we don't receive a bad thing that we do deserve. So in terms of Christianity, we deserve hell because of our sin and all of our transgressions. But the grace of God has given us eternal life with him, aka heaven. So that is the difference between grace and God and grace and its little friends, truth, peace, and mercy. So now we're going to move on to the rest of our Ephesians verse. So can we get Ephesians 2 verse 8, please? Ephesians 2 verse 8. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Oh, that was like verse 9 and verse 10, but yeah. Okay, yeah. So going back to verse 8, it says that grace is a free gift from God. But then why do we struggle to accept it? And I'm going to tell you why. It's because we live in a world where we feel like we have to earn every single thing that we get. Right? We earn respect, you earn a wage, you earn a salary. It's not just, you know, your boss saying, oh, you look nice today, yes, 20K a month. That's not the world that we live in. That's the ideal world. So we feel like we have to work for everything that we have. And then we adopt that worldlistic Yeah, well, listen, I don't know if that's a word. It is now. Pastor Hendrik said so. So we adopt this worldlistic view into our Christianity, and we adopt that mindset thinking that now we have to work to achieve God's gift. And if we think that if we think that God only loves us then based on our work, what's going to happen if one day we can't work? Pastor Tim was absent from the church for like a month. That doesn't mean God doesn't love him anymore because he wasn't working. It just means that he was unable to do the work, right? But God still loved him and God still was very favorable towards him. So verse 8 to 10 again, I'm going to read it again. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God. Why is it not from yourself? Because not by work, so that no one can boast. I work more than you, so God loves me more than you. That is not the world. That is not what the Bible is telling us to do. It can't be that way. For we are God's handiwork. We are created in Christ Jesus to do the good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. So there's a very common saying or analogy about a performance treadmill. So for those of you that know what a treadmill is, it's you running and you're exercising, but you're never actually moving. You're just staying on one spot, but you're never actually, you know, running off into whatever. So the performance treadmill means that you're always working, you're always performing, but you're never actually getting to an end destination, or you're never actually progressing in your relationship with God. So that is what a performance treadmill is. And weirdly enough, this Monday when I was preparing for today, I somehow realized that I was actually running on this performance treadmill. I had been off from youth for like 2 weeks. So I wasn't, you know, planning. I wasn't prepping for a sermon. I wasn't doing anything. And during that time period, it's like my relationship with God was also on a break. Like as though I was off from youth. I was resting. So now my relationship with God can be pushed aside and I can rest in that. And it was a scary feeling to me because I was just like, wait, so then am I only spending time with the Lord when I have to prep for youth? Is my relationship with God then just based on my work? And did not like that revelation at all. It made me very scared because I was preaching about not being on a performance treadmill, not even knowing that I myself was running on that performance treadmill. So ask yourself, is your relationship with God also just based on your work? So yes, through the grace of God, we have been saved from damnation and we have been given eternal life. And we have been given that eternal life and we have been saved through our salvation. Like the verse says, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. So now that saying, by grace through faith, is a very common saying. And faith as in our belief, believing in the Lord. But it is not just enough to believe in God or to believe that God existed and to believe that God created everything around us, that he is providing for you. You need to believe in God's word. You need to believe in God's testimony. You need to believe in God's son. And not just that Jesus Christ existed, but the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin. We have to believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, not only died for your sin, that he rose from the grave, that he defeated the power of sin and death, and that he can give you eternal life freely as a gift. Just to land, it is through grace that we have been saved, and it is through grace that we can have grace with ourselves, that we can allow ourselves to take an off day, that we can allow ourselves to apologize to ourselves, that when we did something wrong, we do not feel a need to carry that wherever we go. We can have grace with ourselves. We can get the peace of God. We can accept God's mercy. We can make Jesus Christ the center of our lives in every corner, in every aspect, in every area, all to accomplish the different good works that God has set out for each and every one of us to do. And all you need to do to get all of that, to achieve all of that through grace, all that you need to do is to accept a free gift named the grace of God. Let us pray. Oh, Lord Father God, we just thank you for your mercy, oh Lord Father God. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for the truth that is the grace of God, oh Lord Father God. We thank you so much that you have continuously blessed us in our lives, that you have continuously showed us your provision, that you have continuously showed off in our lives, Lord Father God. You are the center. Let us help us make you the center of our lives, Lord Father God. Allow us to remind ourselves that we are not the people that should be judging, Lord Father God. We do not judge other people, and therefore we should not be judging ourselves, Lord Father God. You will be the one that will condemn us, Lord Father God. You will be the one that will convict us, Lord Father God. May we just be reminded that the grace of God is with us wherever we go throughout the week, Lord Father God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Thank you. That is all from me for today. If you did enjoy this, please don't forget to remind me about while I did after the service. And if you have any complaints or any questions, feel free to contact me. My email address is at jasonskippers08@gmail.com. Thank you, guys. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Don't go yet. Don't go. I think, man, it's always, you know, when you see what God is doing in the lives of particularly the younger people. I'm not going to say young because you're not that young anymore. But I think your message, Junaid, does require a response. And I know you prayed over us, but before you go, what stood out for me, grace and mercy. Man, there's a lot of revelation you brought through that, and I know you was very quick, but grace is the unmerited favor of God, that which we don't deserve, right? Mercy is not receiving what we actually deserve. So I want to take just one moment quickly and just ask the Lord to show you where you're at with His mercy and where you're at with His grace. He's such a loving Father. And if you know that maybe you're falling short of His mercy right now, it just takes repentance. It's an invitation back into your true identity of who you are in Christ. So take a moment. Maybe you just need to bring it before the Lord and just repent, whatever it may be. And so you pour out your mercies this morning, Father, and we receive your mercy and we receive your grace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, Junaid, thank you. I love your notes, man. If you ever look at this, it's highlighted. It's really, really good, eh? It's highlighted and everything, and he's written it all out by hand. Junaid, wow, okay. It's a higher standard, did he? But may the Lord bless you. In fact, I know there was supposed to be a marathon today, the Cape Town Marathon, and I heard it was canceled. So if you want to take it easy, go all the way to Cape Town. There's no traffic today. I know there was going to be, but maybe just have a good day with your family, and may the Lord keep you until we meet again. Amen.